Hi and welcome to St Ninian's Church in Stonehouse. My name is Stuart and I get to be the minister here. Well, not here exactly. I'm in Skye on holiday this week, so our service today will be led by Leslie Thompson. Leslie is a student who's been with us for the past months and, well, this Sunday is one of her last, so we're so glad that she's been able to join us, that she's been able to share in the life of our community. We wish her well for her future as she goes forward to minister in the south side of Glasgow. Let's listen for the word of God as we find it in Scripture. John chapter 10 verses 1 to 10. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate but climbs in by another way is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought all of his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Acts chapter 2 verses 42 to 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all people. And day by day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved.
Can you believe it? It's the end of April already. Hasn't it been an exceptionally busy first few months to the year? I wonder sometimes if we allow ourselves any time to just slow down and listen. To appreciate the world around us, the lives that we're living, the beauty of this world, all the things that God has provided for us. It feels like at times we can become so focused on making it to the end of a task, getting to a point that we're wanting to be at, that we lose sight of the world around us. We lose ourselves within the rush towards that end goal and the completion of the task. Then, as soon as we've finished it, we jump straight into the next thing, the next project, without taking a breath. And in amongst all this rush and urgency, do we always listen? And even if we do listen, do we take heed? Do we understand the words that are being spoken to us? You'll all be familiar with this process. You know, those times when you think, everything will be fine. Once I've got this over and done with, then I can rest. Then I can have time to think again. But just as you're getting to the end of that task, something else happens, or something crops up, and you jump straight into it. The time of rest has been totally forgotten about. This past week has kind of felt like a time when I've just had to take a slight step back, a deep breath, and I've listened. And I think the Bible readings that we've heard today have resonated with me on what it means to really take that time to slow down and to listen. I'm not really the biggest fan of Psalm 23. I'm sure we all know it. It's probably the most famous psalm for a huge chunk of us. But I've never really had any strong feelings about it one way or the other. That is before I put it in the context of the readings from this week from the book of John and the book of Acts. And then it began to take on a whole different meaning for me. It began to make much more sense. And I'm not sure if that's because of the journey that I'm in ministry. After all, I'm definitely heading towards a junction where the path's changing. 4 years of training with the Scottish College and Glasgow University are more or less finished. And in a few short months, fingers crossed, I'll become an ordained minister of Words and Sacrament for the URC in Glasgow Southside. How did that happen? It's a truly terrifying thought. So perhaps these readings from Scripture that we've heard today, well, perhaps they were exactly what I needed this last week. In the reading from John's Gospel, we have heard Jesus talking to the Pharisees about the shepherd who enters the sheep pen by the gate, how this is the person that talks to the sheep. His is the voice that they hear and understand. Those sheep know the sound of their master's voice. They won't be fooled by those who attempt to trick them into following them. And of course, Jesus is using this parable to explain that he is the shepherd that will save the sheep. He is the only one that will lead them in safely through the dangerous pathways of life. It can be difficult to always make sure we're listening to the right voice, to the voice of God in our lives. We can become so easily tempted within this world of instant gratification. All we have to do is to look at the teenagers or the young adults who have to go through this period of their lives that is totally dominated by a world lived on a screen. A life that is constantly having opinions thrown at them from all corners. A world that they seem never really to be able to take a break from, to just slow down and listen. And for most of us, well, how do we know when we're being tricked by those other voices? Sometimes we hear a voice telling us something and it sounds sincere. It sounds legit. It makes me think of those cold callers that appear to happen way too often at the moment. And at times, we can still be thrown by them. Some of them sound happy and cheery. They couldn't possibly be wanting to scam us out of any money or be trying to use our personal details for their own purposes, could they? It can be hard to know that the voice you're listening to is not the voice of a thief or a robber, like those voices that Jesus described. But luckily for us, there have been so many types of these calls over the last few years that we've become more guarded, more aware. When we answer them, this could be a scam. I'll be more conscious of what they're asking and how I'll answer them. Or, if you like my husband, you just put on your phone the music that you like and you leave them listening to it till they hang up. It's like his own version of hold music, which, to be honest, is usually Nirvana, so most of them hang up right away anyway. A strange but effective way of dealing with the issue. But thinking about this has also made me think of how we listen to others, to the voices of others, or rather how in specific situations we listen differently. It can only take a moment to become enthralled by a story being told, especially if the voice is captivating and holding your attention. And on the other hand, if the message being given is harder to hear, not one that we appreciate, or even, dare I say it, the voice is a little monotonous, then we could switch off after a couple of minutes and seem to just let our minds wander. Maybe some of you find yourself doing that on a Sunday from time to time. I can't deny it. I have found myself doing this in the past, just once or twice. Then there are also those times when we are in the middle of a discussion and we're so busy trying to work out what we want to say that we forget to listen, to really hear what the person talking about at that precise moment is actually saying to us. We become anxious, so anxious that we want to be able to put our own point of view across, to say what it is we want to say. That when we do this, when this happens, it ends up with nobody really listening. We're all too busy trying to remember what we want to speak about ourselves, and total chaos ensues. Or how about the times when God is talking to us, when we are being guided by the Holy Spirit, but we choose to ignore that voice for a while. Maybe we don't think the message really applies to us. Perhaps we do that thing of adapting the message to suit our own purposes. I've done that as well. Could it be that we are afraid of what will happen to us should we actually listen? Of how our lives will change? After all, it's not easy to stand up for the right causes. It can cause disagreements. Friendships suddenly implode and no longer exist, and in extreme cases, punishment, condemnation, and isolation. At first, it can seem that being Christian, following the voice of Jesus and teachings of his work, well, that might not be the easiest road to follow, but it might just be the most rewarding. And when we come together, like those we read about in the book of Acts, when we work together as a family of believers, a congregation, a community, working for the benefit of all around us, those benefits and rewards, they are so bountiful. Rewards that cannot be bought with money. Rewards that lift the spirit, that boost our lives, that reset our souls and make us ready to receive the next project with renewed pep in our step. So how do we learn to listen and really hear? I'm not sure I've got the answer for you for that one. But this week, for me, I've realised that to really listen, I need to give myself the time to slow down, the time to stop, to breathe, and to listen. Now perhaps that's a time of meditation, a time spent in prayer, or reading some scriptures daily. For others, it might be some gentle exercise that allows you to switch off from the daily happenings of life and to just press the reset button. We all need to give ourselves the time to listen to the voice of Jesus, to rest and digest, while knowing that we're safe in his arms. So I hope this coming week, for each and every person out there, you find a way to rest and digest, to hear the voice of God all around you, to just slow down and listen.
to know you more. Come Spirit, lead us deeper into truth. We long to know you more. Come Spirit, lead us deeper into truth.
Let's pray.
Lord, in a world where many search for the protection that you offer, for a shepherd to welcome them in and to sit by their side, we bring you our prayers for others. We pray for those who wonder where their next meal will come from. We pray for food justice to become a priority of our world. We pray for those who wonder when and if they will ever wake up in the morning to peace. We pray for an end to fighting and for the courageous role of peacemakers. We pray for those who wonder when they might be paid a fair price for their labour. And we pray for fair trade practices to become the norm. We pray for those who wonder when they might see their family again. And we pray for those working to reunite refugee families. We pray for those who wonder how they support their family. We pray that wages will be fair. Fair enough to support individuals and their families. We pray for all those who wonder where their help will come from. We pray that we might be a community that mirrors your love and care. For all looking for the shelter of a shepherd, we pray that your presence would be known. Lord, for all these people and all these situations, we pray. Amen.
Go with the blessing of God, God known to us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with each of us this day and always.